The cost of getting into some national parks go up today. The parks are attracting more visitors, meaning bigger crowds, congested traffic, busier visitor centers. Yet, more visitors aren't translating into a big boost for park budgets. Grace Hood from Colorado Public Radio has this story from Rocky Mountain National Park.
Here's a typical park visitor's checklist. Take pictures of stunning vistas from Trail Ridge Road. Go on a hike near Bear Lake. And be prepared to wait in lines. Lots of them.
How are you today?
Good, folks. Welcome to Rocky Mountain. Our basic entrance fee is $20. That's good for up to 7 days.
At this visitor's entrance, Ranger Hank Hostetter collects fees and sells passes. Starting today, weekly rates go up to $30. That money will pay for park improvements like picnic tables, restrooms, and trail maintenance.
I started out volunteering, and then they approached me and said what I consider being a seasonal ranger. So I said, gee, pay me to come to the mountains.
Being surrounded by mountains is something Hostetter loves about the job. The natural beauty is also attracting bigger crowds. Visitation at Rocky Mountain is up 20% so far this year. Yosemite, Yellowstone, and Zion are also seeing double-digit increases. And they're seeing the strain. That's one reason why about 100 parks are raising entrance fees. Park spokeswoman Kyle Patterson says the last hike was in 2009.
When you're a park that's been around 100 years, you have an old infrastructure. And for us, that's paved roads, unpaved roads, trail system.
But the extra money from increased entrance fees will be a drop in the bucket. Overall, this park estimates it has nearly $70 million in maintenance needs. Across the country's national parks, there's an estimated $11.5 billion needed to cover upkeep.
That's run-down visitor centers. That is unmaintained trails and crumbling roads.
Emily Douse is with the National Parks Conservation Association. Next year marks the 100-year anniversary of the National Park Service. That means welcoming even bigger crowds. Douse hopes a bill recently introduced in Congress will help ease the financial strain.
Unfortunately, over the last several years, Congress has not put the money towards getting these parks ready for their next century of service to the American people.
President Barack Obama voiced support for the bill. A key aspect of it would match public and private dollars, an idea first floated under the George W. Bush administration. An era of tight budgets and gridlock in Congress makes the bill a hard sell. Proponents like Douse hope the anniversary will galvanize support. Cars slow to a crawl near a brown pasture framed by the Rocky Mountains. Visitors are pulling over to the side of the road to watch a male elk and a dozen females. That elk bugle is something some here have never before heard. For Jim Cooney at Fort Collins, it's part of an annual tradition.
We do camping up here because then we hear them all night. I've got some great videos of rutting.
Cooney got into the park with his senior citizen pass, which he says cost a pittance.
I'm a senior citizen. It's so cheap for senior citizens. $10 for a lifetime pass. I think they ought to charge us more.
Cooney could have his wish granted. The congressional bill would raise that rate. It's just one way it would boost national park funding by an estimated $1.5 billion. For NPR News, I'm Grace Hood in Rocky Mountain National Park.